cement on, concrete.
What do you call a paved road with a black surface?
That's macadam.
Okay. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street? Do you have a term for that?
Yes, it's, what do you call it? Well, it's a grass plot, we use it in the bank. We have one out here in bad shape, but I can't get anybody to help me. My back gave out when I was working on it, so.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in local country? Or would you just call it a ditch?
Well, it's a drain ditch.
Okay.
To keep the road from suffering from the water.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
Stray dog.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time, or made by one horse to another?
By what?
Horses.
Nicker.
Okay.
Whinny is a whinny too.
Okay.
But nicker is what you usually think of.
What do you call a chicken bone that children like to have?
I call it a pulley bone, but it is wishbone.
Okay, well, I want to know what you say.
As a child, I called it that.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut, and now it's grown back again.
Let's see. I took care of my brother's seed crop, 700 acres of spicia for 3 years. I should know something. Read that again, please.
All right. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut, and now it's grown back again.
I guess you call it a second growth.
All right. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay.
Corn muffin. But if it's bread, it's one thing. If it's in a biscuit form, it's a muffin.
But it's made out of
corn sticks. Corn sticks, corn muffins, or cornbread.
Okay.
It's all cornbread, huh?
What do you call something that's made out of cornmeal that's fried in deep fat? And people eat these things with fish sometimes.
Hush puppies.
Okay.
And I was visiting my sister in Southern Georgia recently, and they had other guests at the table, and she said, this man says, will you pass me the Bajor dish? And I looked up, well, I want some Bajor dish. Miss Glenn, my sister, Miss Glenn makes the best ones around here. And I looked to see what somebody else was going to pass. And he said, you are nearest the bad Georgians. And so I figured it was a hush puppies. You ever call them?
No, I never did. Is it in South Georgia?
Uh-huh. And by the way, this man knows the person we were at house to dinner later. My sister and another sister from up here and I were there, I guess. And we went to this man's house. I said, well, these fish remind me, they had these caught from St. John's River and in Florida. And they were so delicious. And I said, well, my Rio Vista couldn't hold us like this. He said, I know the man that ships Rio Vista's fish. It's shipped 5 tons every night.
Hey,
thanks for
joining us. Have you ever heard of using cornmeal, cooking cornmeal with turnip greens in the form of dumplings or anything like that?
I guess I've heard of it. I've never done it.
I'm not familiar with it either, but I was just interested. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
I expected it to be a poem. I don't know what.
Okay.
I haven't heard it. I'm not familiar with it. My grandmother must have done it because everybody did. Mm-hmm. Put it on the fire.
What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon? Soft cornbread, well, some kind of
like mush.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I haven't had that, but I know what it would be.
What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?